So, you know, there's a bit of a logical path, if you will, from the Beatles to Oasis, more than anything because I was such a big fan of Oasis and listened to everything that the Gallagher brothers, Liam and Noel Gallagher, said, and they called themselves the new Beatles, and I believed that. And so I really got into Oasis. Whatever was the very first song I actually heard from Oasis, interestingly enough, it's not on any album, it's just a single, actually. And Oasis at the time were basically the leaders of Britpop. This was when I was, I would say, 15 or 16 years old living in Luxembourg at the time, looking for an identity, looking for my own identity. And I, strangely enough, found it in Britpop. Maybe it was some kind of a nostalgia for something I never had. I grew up in Luxembourg, not in the United Kingdom, but maybe there was something there that I really liked and missed somehow. And all of my friends were listening to completely different music, you know, commercial hip-hop, pop music, you know, it could be heavy metal or something like that. And I found my musical identity for some reason in Britpop, Oasis, but also all the other bands that came out at the time. I would put Radiohead at the time in there, and then more obscure things like Manson, Cooler Shaker, Cast, The Charlatans, all of these bands that I loved at the time. And I actually tried to dress like I was in Oasis. I would have loved to have hair like the Gallaghers and never really dared to have hair like them. I was dreaming of being in a band despite not playing any kind of an instrument. I was very passionate about Britpop, and you know, it felt like I was an outsider in Luxembourg at the time because I wasn't the only one listening to this music, but it felt like I was the only one. I was in the lycée at the time in Luxembourg, and you know, anybody I knew was listening to more, you know, commercial music or whatever you want to call it, be it hip hop or pop music or rock, you know, and I kind of had found my own little niche. So I see Oasis as my first attempt to define my identity through music, through someone or something else that I was not. And so in that sense, they're incredibly significant to me. I admit that much like the Beatles music that I grew up with as a child, the lyrics don't make any sense most of the time. Oasis lyrics aren't particularly good. And I wasn't looking for that. I wasn't looking for lyrics that in any way symbolized, you know, where I was at the time. I just wanted music that I felt like gave me some kind of an identity.